I like that, Dave. But
what do they say? There will be no work during drinking hours.
Yeah, work is getting in the way of playtime.
Yes.
How's it going?
Happy Friday. Well, it's good now.
Yeah.
It's time for a beer.
It's time for a cold one.
Yes.
Per normal operating procedures.
We earned it this week, right?
We did. Did you have a pretty busy week?
We did, yeah. Yeah, I hope you had a great Memorial weekend. It was crazy down at the brewery. I got to thank all the folks for coming out. It was wild.
I know it wasn't the warmest out, but did you have the doors open?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we're to the point, like, cheers, by the way.
Cheers. What are we having?
Workers Mild Brown Ale. It's been a while since I brought a dark one.
Nice. Matches the coffee.
That's right. No, a buddy of mine says, like, he more dresses seasonally versus temperature. Mm-hmm. So if it's supposed to be warm, he's not putting a coat on, even if it's right. Not warm, you know? Yeah. And same thing, like, in the wintertime, if it's supposed to be cold, but it's not, like, he's still putting his flannel on, you know? And so I feel like we've kind of migrated with the whole garage door. Like, it's garage door season. So, like, yesterday it was, or 2 days ago, it was raining. You know, I still had it open.
Sure. You know? Why not?
Whatever.
That's what furnaces
are
for.
Right, yeah. Winter burn.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. Fit in all recreational activities.
Good. And you got the boat out?
I did. Once we went Saturday, went up to Winneconne, and, you know.
Where do you go in Winneconne?
There's the Finn.
Yep.
There's
a little bar right next to the Finn.
Landing. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The cool. It's just little, like, down the road a little bit, right?
Or, well, is that on the river?
No, like, there's Finn and Feather, but then, like, you go down the block and I noticed, like, a little bar, like, there's like a boat launch or something and like a little bar there.
Yeah. That's the one that's called the Landing.
That's the Landing. Yep. Okay.
So it's just a little shack.
Yeah. That looks kind of like a cool place.
It is. The bathrooms are a stone building about 50 yards away with a bucket of sanitizer and
perfect.
That's the ladies like it.
Yeah.
You know, but of course there's big fish now on the river, you know, it's big time fishing.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone and their mother, not so much boats.
Sure.
Everyone from the bridges and the banks. There were thousands of people fishing between Oshkosh and Winneconne on the banks and everything. Yep. And we come pulling up. And first, and I understand, I'm not a dink on the water with fishermen. Never
a dink
been.
Or a ding?
Both. But one guy anchored right in the middle of navigable waterways under the bridge. Fine. I'll go around. No problem. I know the current is flowing to, you know, back behind me. So I know where to go around his lines and everything. We're fine. He waved. But then I get up to the landing and there's two boats and then there's their gas dock. And if it's a slow day, they really don't mind if you tie up by the gas dock, but then you're kind of screwing people over. From one getting fuel
and
them, you know, making money for fuel.
Right.
So I go up past that little launch and there's another dock.
Yeah.
And this lady's sitting there and I'm looking and I could see her poles were tipped back to the west. So they weren't even in.
Yeah.
And Holly gets up on the bow, gets the line ready. And I'm like, well, it sucks to be her, but I'm docking the boat. It's a public dock. And she starts looking, and she did those big eyes.
Yeah.
And Holly starts saying, do you mind if... I'm like, shut up.
Shut.
Never made eye contact. Yeah. I just tucked the boat into the dock, threw the lines.
Just keep your head low.
I kept the head low. I had a visor on. I kept, you know, here, hand me a fender.
Right, right.
And that was it, so...
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, you can't win them all, as they say.
I mean, I felt bad.
Yeah.
But
not that bad.
Not that bad
enough.
We went in and had one.
Yeah, and then you were over.
And everything was fine. So she came in.
Oh,
she came into the bar.
Did you buy her a beer?
No, again, didn't look at her. Yeah. And Holly goes, she gave me the look of death. And I said, who cares?
Yeah. You know?
So she talked to one of the fuel dock hands. And they're like, well, you really shouldn't be fishing right there. That's a launch. You know, why don't you move over here?
Yeah.
So they moved her to the right spot. So.
Yeah. And just needed a little direction. It wasn't anyone's fault, just the misunderstanding.
And I think her husband or boyfriend was a little further up from the bow of the boat.
Sure.
And he was fine. He's like, oh, whatever. And I'm thinking, we maybe did that marriage a favor, keeping them apart for a while. You fish in peace.
You know, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's true.
Yeah.
Honey, I missed you so much at the fishing dock.
I'm not going to go there, actually.
No. So that was my Memorial Day story.
That's a great story.
So how about any entertainment coming up?
We got Guy Parker tomorrow night, 5 to 8. He's always puts on a great show. And then we're up at your neck of the woods. We got two new accounts this week. TJ's Highland Steakhouse at Oshkosh Country Club.
We were talking about that. That was off air though, right?
Yeah.
Were we?
And then we're at your buddy Sean at Wentz on the Lake.
All right.
Yeah. Classic lager going on tap. We delivered it yesterday. I don't know when they'll put it on tap.
They added 40 feet of dock out.
Nice.
So they're they go way out, kind of like their original one was the pilings. Okay. Did you see that get readjusted? Ice shoves about. Well, this is 2 years ago, but had a beautiful Radke dock.
Speaking of docking, this is kind of off subject, but did you hear? So my wife's uncle, he used to work. He's retired now, but he worked for Michaels. And he went up to Marinette, and he was in charge. They put the pylons in. You know, they build those big frigate battleships up there at Marinette. And then, so they're so big, that somehow, like, they have to like flip it, like they have to tilt it over into the water. Like they splash it into the water.
Kind of like a parbuckle in a way.
Something like that. Like they're just reverse huge. And then like you gotta build these, you gotta put in these pylons and you gotta build these special, like, so it doesn't go, because they're so top heavy, like if you don't do it right, then I think it flips over.
That's against the code there.
Yeah, it's against the code. Well, he was telling me, did you hear about this? North Korea built this big battleship, I guess
over there,
and they went to drop it in the water and it just kept going. And apparently, I don't even know if this is true, but it was a great story. He said apparently like, because we spy on them, we have these satellite images, and
where the tarps are all over
the boat, half the boat's on the beach,
seen it.
And he said like the guys that were in charge of it, I mean, I think they got arrested, and you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're
engineer
good.
Draftsmen.
You know. Yeah, nothing good happened there, but it was just kind of interesting.
Can you imagine? Hey, goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you just? Yeah, not good. They probably had a big ceremony, and you know,
they christened it with the champagne.
Yeah. Is it supposed to do that?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's good stuff.
Anything else today, Dave?
I don't think so. It's it's Doc Spider baseball season in Fond du Lac, so we're on tap there. And then, of course, we've been in full season for Timber Rattlers now. So, yeah, summer's here.
Grab a cold
Knuth
beer.
Make sure you grab your Knuth brew.
All right. Cheers.